Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, November 9th, 2018. All right, on today's show, we're going to find out the final Dance Destination for Dan. We've heard about the... there's just a lot of stuff going on in Dan's life. He's lucky to be here alive right now as I'm recording this intro. How do you trick your kids? We're going to give you the most epic way. And of course, Dan always gives us the weekly wrap-up, even if he did almost die. We've asked producer Dan to join us in the studio. Thankfully, he's still alive. It's been a little final Dance Destination this week.
We need to protect him at all costs.
We really do.
Yeah, Put me in bubble wrap.
His house flooded. There was a milk bomb. He got into an accident, ran into somebody, and then somebody ran into him. Also this week, we had Charlie Baker on the show, and he won. Mm-hmm. We had Jay Gonzalez on the show. He did not win.
Mm-hmm. No raps for him.
But he was a charming, charming man.
That's right. And there was a Christmas fight between me and my wife. It is now time for the weekly wrap-up.
She and won now, that one.
The weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston. Spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burm, 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 burm. What's up, Boston?
Hi, producer Dan.
It's your boy, producer Dan, a.k.a. Barely Breathing. Mm-hmm. A.k.a. The Cursed MC. A.k.a. Lil Voodoo Doll.
Bop, bop.
A.k.a. Bop, bop.
Call him Duncan Sheik. He's barely breathing.
DJ, just drop that wrap-up.
I'm dead, and it hasn't even started.
Elections came, and this year it wasn't half bad. Maybe I'll be gentler, like our attack ads. Nah, that's not how I got these raps to pop. Not to mention, a leopard can't change his spots. Man, I'm sick. Long as I bring flame like a Bic, be insane as it gets, and my brain is the wick. Here we go again. Ooh. Charlie Baker on a roll again. Four more years of the state, he's in control again. Not holding in, he's competitive. You see that? He said, A and CBK, I want a rematch. Barrett asked about the Sox, who did he love? But he couldn't pick one, all the above. Charlie's a pretty chill guy, he brings no drama. Before he was the gov, he used to vote in his pajamas. Lyrics hard as Bahamas. Relax, little mamas. That should indicate a pause like commas. Topic two, no really, though, what it do? Carson put his foot down, effective two-ish. See, it's hard for Carson to throw his weight about, cause there's a lot of Boyer's girls in the Tager house. If you don't get that line of what I'm coming with, it means Lana and her family be running it. I like Thanksgiving to end before I bunker down, but they're already holly jolly up in Charlestown. Spending's been getting pretty high, so to stem it, they're only spending $25 on each present. But Lana had other ideas about spending loot. Said, I'ma spend like 40 or 50, what you gonna do? Lana says she doesn't need a gift set in the trap. If you don't come with a present, then it's a wrap. My morale from this whole past week? Destroyed. Yo, it's Final Destination, son. They coming for your boy. I'm just reliving it all with every syllable. Floods and collisions, explosions. This is biblical. Conditions critical. It ain't been smooth as silk. Okay, the explosion was my fault and it was milk. But the rest of my week's been super real. I need a mulligan, y'all. Can we redeal? Basement flooded, water damage. That was sure enough. That's not my usual meaning to tear the floor up. The basement floor wasn't the only casualty. Who's got the voodoo doll and who keeps stabbing me? Somebody's mad at me. I'm praying to the Lord. A car wreck ripped the fender right off my Ford. I can't afford any more bad juju. But something happened yesterday. Dan, what did you do? Nothing this time, yo. See, I was innocent, but now somebody crashed into me. Ain't that coincidence? No, I don't know what fresh hell I've unleashed. Can I please make it through this week in one piece? I'm just saying, man.
The weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Daniel.
Shots fired at myself.
Oh, God.
I love it.
Oh, Dan, really?
How are you? That one was my fault.
How are you getting home, Dan?
I'm going to teleport.
It's sad, but it might be safer to drive home with Kennedy.
Oh, boy.
I'm serious. I'll drive you around today.
That was spectacular.
Having a week.
You know, raising a child is war 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be prepared to go to battle at all times.
You're a bunch of liars is what you are.
Man. You just have to, sometimes stretch the truth a little bit to make your life a little bit easier.
Oh, man.
And we've heard about a thing that some parents are doing that could be the greatest con of all time by parents. Now, before Salt tells us his story, I want to play you a piece of audio. This is my son, Barrett. He is almost 8 years old. November 21st, he will be 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And we have told him that caffeine turns your toes black. so that way when he was younger,
doesn't drink soda, doesn't
he didn't
drink
want to
coffee,
drink soda drink or coffee or anything. And I decided last night that now that he's eight, he must know that maybe what we were telling him wasn't necessarily true.
Would you like a coffee?
I would like a coffee.
Have you had a coffee before?
No.
What?
My mom's let me have one, but I just haven't had it because she says it'll turn your toes black.
What were you just doing with your fingers?
Air quoting them.
So why were you air quoting when you said toes black?
Because it's not true.
So you've had a coffee?
No.
Oh, okay. But mom told you that if you had a coffee, it would make your toes black?
Yes.
But you've had a coffee?
No.
So how do you know it doesn't make your toes black?
Because I just know it's not real. She says, air quotes, this is with air quotes, grandfather has had it.
Has had what, black toes?
Yes.
And you don't believe her?
No.
Then why haven't you tried coffee?
Because what if she's telling the truth?
That is a fact. Okay, thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
And this is what I'm talking about.
We're going to teach him a new term. It's called hedging his bet.
This is exactly
liars, you bunch of liars.
Kennedy, it's crazy. I didn't realize this, but that becoming a parent, we now, Sarah and I, we try and surround ourselves with other couples that have similar experiences. Their kids are around the same age, but also one of our best friends, they have an older son. So they have a baby that's CP's age, but then they also have an older son. And we went out to the aquarium this past weekend, and we're all hanging out. And it's great because we get so much great advice from them and what it's like to, be a parent and trying to traverse these things. And we're walking through the aquarium, and the little boy, he's like bebopping back and forth. And my buddy, he can't control his son, but his wife, she goes, "Hey, the man's watching." And that kid tightens up.
Here it is, stops. Parents. Listen to this.
The man.
Who's the man?
So this is what I said, because I watched this kid's behavior, and he literally just was like, what? Just completely stopped. And she goes, the man's watching. And that's all she said, and she walked away. And so I went over to her. I go,
that scares me.
I go, who's the man? She goes, I don't know. She goes, it's just a couple years ago I came up with it, and I just said, there's a man watching.
That is
and
scary.
He watches what you do. And, this isn't anything else. She doesn't know what agency he reports to or
so it's like a
anything
Santa.
Like that. It's kind of like that, but it's not really. It's not associated with Santa. It's not associated with the Easter Bunny. It's not associated with anything else. It's just the man. And she goes, when he gets older, I hope he doesn't answer.
Genius.
I hope he doesn't ask any questions.
I am
you
so mad.
You people do
mad.
This already
I
every
didn't
Christmas
know about
with
this.
Elf on the Shelf. That's a man watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Air quotes. This is with air quotes.
How does he know what an air quote
but
is?
The man is watching.
The man is watching.
The man is watching.
And literally, the kid just snaps to it.
This is evil genius.
Yeah. Seriously.
This is the greatest life lesson. If you are a young parent, you are welcome.
We might,
you
we
should
might
be sending
switch
us thank
it up
you
a little
cards.
Bit. We might switch it up a little bit.
Why?
Because it's 2018, so okay. Women can do everything.
The woman is watching?
The woman is watching.
I'd be more scared of her anyway.
Yeah.
When I told my wife, she's like, that is genius and creepy.
It is a little creepy. A little creepy because then if you say that in a crowded place like the aquarium and somebody overhears it, they're like, what, man? What?
Grandfather has had it.
Because what if she's right?
What if she's right?
Air quotes. This is with air quotes.
This is with air quotes. Raising a child is war 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be prepared to go to battle at all times.
You're a bunch of liars is what you are.
Man. You just have to, sometimes stretch the truth a little bit to make your life a little bit easier.
Oh, man.
And we've heard about a thing that some parents are doing that could be the greatest con of all time by parents. Now, before Salt tells us his story, I want to play you a piece of audio. This is my son, Barrett. He is almost 8 years old. November 21st, he will be 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And we have told him that caffeine turns your toes black. So that way, when he was younger,
doesn't drink soda, doesn't
he didn't
drink
want to
coffee,
drink soda drink or coffee or anything. And I decided last night that now that he's eight, he must know that maybe what we were telling him wasn't necessarily true.
Would you like a coffee?
I would like a coffee.
Have you had a coffee before?
No.
What?
My mom's let me have one, but I just haven't had it because she says it'll turn your toes black.
What were you just doing with your fingers?
Air quoting them.
So why were you air quoting when you said toes black?
Because it's not true.
So you've had a coffee?
No.
Oh, okay. But mom told you that if you had a coffee, it would make your toes black?
Yes.
But you've had a coffee?
No.
So how do you know it doesn't make your toes black?
Because I just know it's not real. She says, air quotes, this is with air quotes, grandfather has had it.
Has had what, black toes?
Yes.
And you don't believe her?
No.
Then why have you tried coffee?
Because what if she's telling the truth?
That is a fact. Okay, thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
And this is what I'm talking about.
We're going to teach him a new term. It's called hedging his bet.
This is exactly why.
Liars, you bunch of liars.
Kennedy, it's crazy. I didn't realize this, but that becoming a parent, we now, Sarah and I, we try and surround ourselves with other couples that have similar experiences. Their kids are around the same age, but also one of our best friends, they have an older son. So they have a baby that's CP's age, but then they also have an older son. And we went out to the aquarium this past weekend, and we're all hanging out. And it's great because we get so much great advice from them and what it's like to, be a parent and trying to traverse these things. And we're walking through the aquarium, and the little boy, he's like bebopping back and forth. And my buddy, he can't control his son, but his wife, she goes, "Hey, the man's watching." And that kid tightens up.
Here it is, stops. Parents. Listen to this.
The man.
Who's the man?
So this is what I said, because I watched this kid's behavior, and he literally just was like, what? Just completely stopped. And she goes, the man's watching. And that's all she said, and she walked away. And so I went over to her. I go,
that scares me.
I go, who's the man? She goes, I don't know. She goes, it's just a couple years ago I came up with it, and I just said, there's a man watching.
That is
and
scary.
He watches what you do. And, this isn't anything else. She doesn't know what agency he reports to or
so it's like
anything
Santa.
Like that. It's kind of like that, but it's not really. It's not associated with Santa. It's not associated with the Easter Bunny. It's not associated with anything else. It's just the man. And she goes, when he gets older, I hope he doesn't answer.
Genius.
I hope he doesn't ask any questions.
I am
you
so
people do
mad.
This already
I
every
didn't
Christmas
know about
with
this.
Elf on the shelf. That's a man watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Air quotes. This is with air quotes.
How does he know what an air quote
but
is?
The man is watching.
The man is watching.
The man is watching.
And literally, the kid just snaps to it.
This is evil genius.
Yeah. Seriously.
This is the greatest life lesson. If you are a young parent, you are welcome.
We might,
you
we
should
might
be sending
switch
us thank
it up
you
a little
cards.
Bit. We might switch it up a little bit.
Why?
Because it's 2018, so okay. Women can do everything.
The woman is watching?
The woman is watching.
I'd be more scared of her anyway.
Yeah.
When I told my wife, she's like, that is genius and creepy.
It is a little creepy. A little creepy because then if you say that in a crowded place like the aquarium and somebody overhears it, they're like, what, man? What?
Grandfather has had it.
Because what if she's right?
What if she's right?
Air quotes. This is with air quotes.
This is with air quotes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
So a scary night for Kim Kardashian and the family. They were forced to grab much of what they could in an hour and flee their home last night. She revealed she had just arrived back to her Hidden Hills property to find out that her neighborhood was under threat from a wildfire that was burning out of control and still is. She had originally filmed the flames from her private jet, only to find on landing that those flames were part of her neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
She's asked people to pray for Calabasas. She said she just landed back home, had 1 hour to pack up and evacuate her home. I pray everyone is safe.
That's so scary.
Holy monkey.
So I have an interesting update in the ongoing Kesha and Dr. Luke legal battle. Katy Perry will not be allowed to keep the testimony she gave from seeing the light of day. Yesterday, a New York judge ruled the testimony Katie recently gave is relevant to several important factual and legal issues, adding there is a legitimate public interest. He also noted that other artists' testimony, like Kelly Clarkson and Adam Levine, was not sealed, so Katie should not get special treatment. She demanded that certain portions of her deposition be sealed from being referenced by Luke in future court filings, and she argues that excerpts could be sealed because she felt her testimony was irrelevant to the case and potentially could damage or harm her career. I don't know what was said at this point.
Yikes.
But so I'm sure it's going...
Any regular speculation? Did maybe she have a relationship with Dr. Luke?
I don't know. Or she said something bad about Kesha or something that she doesn't want people to hear because it will make her look bad.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe it comes out and she sides with her, and then looking back, she realizes, you know, it might have been shaming Kesha or anything like that, or doesn't realize how it actually came
across. There's all sorts of scenarios that can play out.
I don't know what it is,
that is juicy.
No offense, but it's not about her. This is about Kesha, and you should want to help another female in the industry. Like, it's not about you. It's not about your career. It's about Kesha. Kesha has gone through this for way too long and has to deal with so many horrible things.
But also, she might realize that, and she might realize that if hers is unsealed, then
it won't help her.
It won't help her.
And who knows what was said behind closed doors when it maybe wasn't deemed important.
But if there is a slim chance that this could help in any way, I think
parts of it she thinks help and other parts are irrelevant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling it's just a few things she probably wants taken out that she wished maybe she hadn't said.
Does the public get it as well? When will that happen?
I don't know. Whenever they're going back to court, but of course it's just, back and forth and back and forth.
I will stay tuned, Kennedy, for updates.
So on Saturday, Tom Werner and Sam Kennedy from the Red Sox visited San Tarpio's Pizza in Eastie.
What?
they were on their way home from Logan.
Don't you live there?
I do.
I meant at San Tarpio's.
I've never been.
What?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
I know.
They stopped on their way home from Logan.
How is that possible?
Because I haven't gone there. It's on the other side of Eastie from me, but like...
What do you mean the other side?
It's you got to drive right by to get into
your neighborhood. It's not like Eastie's 20 miles. It's like a mile wide.
No, it's in any event.
All right, San Tarpio's trip for the show. Show
yes.
trip, San Tarpio's.
We go now.
They were on their way home from Logan with the Commissioner's Trophy in tow. They had just come back from Puerto Rico with Alex Cora.
Yeah, sure.
So they stopped by.
Wanted a little za, so they
gotta have a slice.
Oh my God.
A house floods. Thankfully, they survive. A car accident. Thankfully, they survive. A milk explosion. Thankfully, they survive.
Barely.
No. It's not Final Destination, it's Final Dance-tination.
Mm. Dum, dum, dum.
I'm only thinking of clever titles like that could keep bad things from happening to me.
I've asked producer Dan to join us in the studio because this has all happened in the past 4 days. It's now Friday, and he says something else happened yesterday. None of us in the room know what it is. I told him to stop. Because I wanted to take a guess. I was going to say take a stab, but I don't want to take a stab at anything.
No.
Nobody got stabbed. Let's start there.
Okay. So something happened yesterday. Did it happen here at work or on your way home or at home?
On the way home.
Okay. Are you driving your car? Because I know you got the truck out in the accident the other day. Are you driving that car?
He pulled off the fender. It's fine.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
So you're driving your car?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The truck is still on the road.
Okay. All right. Okay. We did
some redneck magic to it, and we're still
out there.
Okay.
So we had the house flooding, the milk explosion precluding you from voting, and
can I ask one question before we get started with our guesses?
Yes.
Did you ever get your inspection things there taken care of?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, never mind. Then, okay, that takes something that I was thinking off the table. Because you are here with us, so you weren't incarcerated.
On the way home.
You don't know. I could have got bailed out.
All right, we're going to give you just a few moments to think about it.
But he says the car's still on the road.
Final Dance-tination. Yeah. Write down your answers at the sign, please.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, pencils down, please.
Okay. I will go first, if it's okay with you guys.
Sure. Yep.
I'm going to say you got a ticket and maybe even got your car towed because you had so many tickets.
Speeding ticket. That's what you're going with.
Yeah.
Kennedy? I think you ran out of gas.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to say that your transmission that you recently got fixed just started breaking down.
Ugh. All of these are giving me hives. This is just like new stuff to put into the universe.
You were 3/4 of the way home. You got a phone call. Had to come back here to do something.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's like where your head's at, though. That's happened to me before.
What is it, Ann?
All right. On the way home yesterday, a man on a motorcycle ran into me.
What?
We must protect Dan at all costs.
I was so close.
Yes.
Did your bumper fall off this time?
He got the worst of it, which, I mean.
Because you don't have a bumper.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Daniel. Is he all right?
Yes, that was my first thought, because it's very scary when you hear a crash.
Yeah,
and and you look in your rear view and you just see a motorcycle on the ground.
Oh, my God. Like, was he in your like pickup bed?
All right. No, luckily. So what happened was I'm coming home on Starro Drive, which is right by the station.
Yeah.
And they're I don't know if you know this, but they're always doing construction on Starro Drive.
Yeah.
It's the most infuriating thing on earth.
Yeah.
And they're trying to pull a big piece of construction equipment out onto the road to go somewhere else to get something done.
Yeah.
And a big burly construction guy jumps in the road, stops traffic short to try to get...
Yeah.
So the car in front of me stopped. I stopped. The motorcycle behind me does
so
not
scary.
Stop.
Oh.
So I'm just looking ahead and I hear bang.
Damn. Oh, man.
No. Damn. But he's okay?
He's okay. Yeah. A cop was right there because of the construction. So they cleared me of any wrongdoing. Unless I could have levitated my truck, there was nothing I could have done in this situation.
No, he ran into you. All his fault.
Mm. Yeah.
He made your front bumper fall off.
That's what I'm saying.
I would have been like, look what he did. Look what he did. He also ruined my transmission.
Was his motorcycle okay?
He made milk explode.
He made my four tires mismatched.
What do you have against my tires?
My house is flooding. It's his fault. Wait, you have four mismatched tires?
No, my tires match.
The hubs don't.
Check the record. But yes.
Show me the receipts.
Check the Carfax, yo. But no.
He's got a Carfax.
The motorcyclist is okay.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so now I have a nice big dent on my bumper.
Wow. How big of a motorcycle was it? Like a crotch rocket or like
a
cruiser?
Yeah, it was like a jigsaw.
Did you, did you talk to the guy and say, hey, you know, I'm just going to let you go. I don't really, or you going to exchange information?
I took a picture of his registration and his license plate and all that. I don't know what I'm going to do going forward yet.
Yeah.
Right.
But I really couldn't be that mad at the guy because I was just him and like literally yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, literally yesterday. It happened back to back days.
Oh,
that is incredible. Yeah. So
the universe is
trying to kill
flooding, me.
A house flooding, the milk explosion, the truck accident, and then the motorcycle running into you.
Dan, I know you're going to a wedding today.
No, he's DJing the wedding.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
And I'm going too. Do you want me to drive? I mean, I know that's a scary thought, but at this point, I think I'm better at driving than you are.
Why would you want to put yourself in that situation, right? Kennedy?
Because I want to help Dan. Justice for Dan.
Wait, you protecting him when it comes to driving?
I think at this point, yes.
These things come in threes.
No.
Yeah, I don't want the two of you near each other in automobiles.
I feel like I'm going to be dive bombed from the sky.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like there's a bird that's going to come after you at this wedding or something like that.
Right through the front windshield.
Or like a chipmunk is going to, you know, burrow through one of your like power cords.
No. Final dance to
poor Amanda. I hope she's not listening.
Kennedy. Pride.
Sheesh.
She's got the Hollywood hookup 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
So there have been a lot of rumors circulating online about Ariana Grande's album release.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were saying it was going to be released today. However, that is not happening. She says to the fans, pump your brakes. She said she's still working on it. She took to Twitter and said, I've seen rumors that it's coming Friday, but it's not yet. We still finishing things up.
Yeah.
She has already confirmed its title and shared the track Thank You Next. And that song has already broken records, including Spotify's single-day streaming record for a female artist.
Yes, girl. She needs some good in her life.
Justin Bieber tweeted out, Thank You Next is a bop.
The Biebs. He's just like us.
Pittsburgh Steelers crushed the Carolina Panthers last night, and they tweeted out after the game, Thank You Next.
Which was Mac Miller's team, which is actually really sweet. I like that.
Julie Chen has written a children's book, and she was supposed to come to New York City to appear on all of the CBS shows.
Oh,
but because her husband isn't the president of the network anymore, all of that has been canceled. So am I to believe that Julie Chen only got where she is because of her husband?
Yikes. What? No.
She's very talented, though, so
what?
I don't want to say that. But
no.
She was booked to do a press tour. Everything now has been canceled, said an insider. When you're married to the president of the network, no show on CBS passes on booking his wife, but now that he is gone... So have all of Julie's bookings. Ow.
Mm.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I don't know.
It's okay. Tough.
Yeah. She came out and, you know, there's a way to support people and, you know, the things she said and the way she said things.
She just said she was going to stand by her man. She didn't discount anything that was said.
Yeah, but I...
All right. And it looks like, you remember a few months ago, Uncle Drew, the movie came out?
Yeah.
Yes.
took Barrett to see it in the theater.
And now
Kyrie Irving.
And now it looks like another Celtic is going to the movies. Kevin Garnett and Adam Sandler are working together.
Ooh.
He is. Adam has a project called Uncut Gems, and he posted a selfie from the set. He said, "The look you have when you're chilling, working with one of your childhood idols. We working, y'all."
I love him so much.
Apparently, it's a crime dramedy. I hate that word.
Yeah.
Centering on New York City's Diamond District and is slated for Netflix release next year. You might remember Sandler like got a 5-picture deal with them worth
$1 million. Oh, yeah. He's done a couple. And one of them was critically renowned, the one that he did with Dustin Hoffman. Yeah.
If he tries to be serious, I can't handle it. No. He will play a jewelry store owner whose life dramatically starts to spiral when his inventory of bling is stolen. Unclear what role Garnett will have in the film, but he will be there.
I had a chance to talk to Kevin Garnett about this. Did I not tell you?
No.
You want to hear what he said?
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
You walked into that, Annie.
I really did.
Come on,
I really
Annie.
Did. I'm sorry.
That joke, you could hear that joke coming. It was wearing tap shoes.
I hear KG and I light up like a Christmas tree. I just don't understand.
Tell me more, Carson.
Like if Carson hadn't talked to Kevin Garnett, he wouldn't have been blabbing about it all freaking morning.
Amy, did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear?
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends from Cumberland Farms. Andrea's from Marlboro. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
It says here your daughter just turned 21 yesterday. What is her name?
She did, Julia.
Julia. Well, it says she was out boozing. And I wish I could wish her a happy birthday, but corporate policy doesn't allow us to do that.
She a little banged up?
She's still sleeping anyways. Yeah. Don't worry. She's good.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see her for quite a long time.
No.
Yeah.
Andrea, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I remember my 21st. It started with a prairie fire and it ended with a prairie fire.
I had class the day after my 21st birthday. I walked in there, one eye open. I was like, we're good.
Solid.
My 21st was so lame. We went to like Uno's and I had one drink and then I went home.
I was stationed in Korea when I turned 21. You know what the drinking age is in Korea?
Like 12.
Like 13. Yeah.
It's like 12.
Yeah. Boy, all right, here we go. 5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie her, that is still a loss for you. She is now in that soundproof studio. Question number one, the remaining Beastie Boys are making the rounds on all the talk show circuit with the release of their memoir, Beastie Boys book that tells stories from the band's 30-plus years together. In one of their most famous songs, the Beastie Boys rap about getting no sleep until they get where?
To Brooklyn.
Question number two, Donald Trump says he doesn't remember who Lil Jon is, even though he was on 2 seasons of Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay. What?
Lil Jon was known for 3 different words, or 3 different one-word catchphrases back in his day. They were what, yeah, and blank.
It was, oh my God. Okay. I don't know what order.
That might have been a my bad. That's an MB.
Question number 3. Fun fact, Nova Scotia donates the Christmas tree for Faneuil Hall because Boston helped in the relief effort of a munitions explosion in a Halifax harbor back in 1917.
Huh.
They're good neighbors.
You don't
Where
say.
Would you find NYC's famous Christmas tree?
Rockefeller Center.
Question number 4. A new version of Robin Hood is coming to theaters this month. It will be nothing compared to the all-time classic Disney version of Robin Hood, in which the characters are all animals. Robin is played by a fox, and the evil Prince John is which animal in the Disney version?
A bear?
And question number 5, Steve Carell is set to return as an SNL host for the 3rd time. And anytime Dan can sneak in a question about The Office, he's going to do it. What was the name of the near emotionless accountant who dated both Andy and Dwight? Except when she talked about her cats.
Angela?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! She really, like watching back, she was like one of my favorite characters. She's great. Solid.
Yeah, that was a fantastic.
I've been watching a lot of that show lately. It's good.
All right, Kennedy. Andrea got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Question number 1. Remaining Beastie Boys are making the rounds on the talk show circuit. They have a new memoir called Beastie Boys Book. Kennedy, one of their most famous songs, the Beastie Boys rap about getting no sleep until they get where?
To Brooklyn.
There is no sleep till Brooklyn. Tied at one, question number two. Trump says he doesn't remember who Lil Jon is, even though he was on two seasons of Celebrity Apprentice. Of course, Lil Jon was known for three different one-word catchphrases back in his day. They were, what, yeah, and...
Okay! Yeah!
Tied
okay!
Two.
Okay!
I actually... I think Dave Chappelle is a better Lil Jon than Lil Jon is.
Nova Scotia donates the Christmas tree for Faneuil Hall because Boston helped in the relief effort of a munitions explosion in Halifax Harbor back in 1917. Kennedy, where would you find NYC's famous Christmas tree?
In Rockefeller Center.
Tied at three. Question number four. A new version of Robin Hood is coming to theaters this month, and according to Dan, it will be nothing compared to the all-time classic Disney version of Robin Hood, in which all the characters are animals. Robin, of course, played by a fox, and the evil Prince John is which animal in the Disney version?
Gosh, I don't know. Is he also a fox?
He is a lion, Kelly.
A lion.
A lion.
Tied at three, question number five, which Andrea got correct. Steve Carell set to return as host of SNL for the third time, and anytime Dan can sneak in a question about The Office, he's going to do it. What was the name of the near emotionless accountant, except when talking about her cats, who dated both Andy and Dwight on the show?
Ooh.
Mm.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Andrea is the correct
Angela.
Answer.
Angela.
Or Angela, sorry.
Andrea is the wrong answer.
Angela was the correct answer.
Oh, crap.
Andrea, you get the win. You got yourself $100 and a pair of tickets to Becoming an Intimate Conversation with Michelle Obama, Saturday, November 24th. At the TD Garden. It is the best day ever.
Love it.
You are correct. You have a great weekend. Congratulations to you for winning all that wonderful stuff. That puts 212 losses on the board for Kennedy. Kennedy, what would you like to say to Andrea?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Eastie, and I can't beat Andrea.